This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There we go. We do have Tyler. Perfect. We are now joined by Tyler Rucker of No Ceilings, ahead of the, well, not ahead of the NBA draft, but taking a look at NBA draft prospects. Tyler, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me on. A beautiful time of the year with March Madness.
Thanks for taking some time away from us. I know it's a busy time. I just wanted to get you away for a segment because I know you were furiously grinding tape, and I wasn't going to have you come on and talk about the backup point guard for a 16 seed. But maybe I'll hit you with a backup big for 15. No, I'm kidding, man. As we take a look at the tournament right now, day one, day two, I mean, obviously it feels like the biggest storyline of the tournament so far outside of the McNeese upset is that Cooper Flagg's ankle ligaments are indeed made of rubber.
Yeah, exactly. I think we were all expecting Cooper maybe to be sidelined for a couple games, but, you know, that's the type of guy he is. He's known as a well-oiled machine that likes to compete and wants to be out there. So if he was even going to be at 70% or 80%, I think he was going to be trying to do everything possible to play. So he's a special talent, but it's good to see him back out there and, you know, obviously having a good day so far.
As I look through my bracket right now, I'm also going through No Ceilings' latest mock draft on your guys' website. It's a fantastic site. I'm noticing that you have at 2 and 3 two Rutgers players, but on my bracket, I don't see Rutgers. How could Rutgers have two players that are going to go 2 and 3 and not be in the tournament? Please explain that to me.
You know, I think that's the number one comment we always get when it's like, hey, they had two of the top prospects in the whole country and they didn't make the tournament. You know, it's a little bit of a tough one. They've had a tough team this year. You know, Dylan Harper is one of the more talented guys in this class, and he had a bad flu. I think he lost about 15 pounds, but Ace Bailey's another talented player. It's just, you know, sometimes we all have to remember, like, hey, you need depth. You need some pieces around, and it's just one of those. It's a bummer because they would have been sensational players to be in the tournament, but got to look other ways.
Tyler, the Portland Trailblazers have won three in a row now. They are now two games out of the play-in, but they're also a game out of being the eighth pick in the – or, excuse me, having the eighth best odds at the number one overall pick, the eighth worst team, as it were, in the NBA. So there is this very large window for the Trailblazers right now when they're talking about what potential pick they could be looking at. They could – if they have the eighth best odds, they have a roughly 25% chance of moving into the top four. If they end up making the play-in but not the actual playoffs, they could end up anywhere basically between, you know, 3 and 12. Obviously, the top three guys right now, while for the most part not unanimous, are pretty damn close with Cooper Flagg at 1, Dylan Harper at 2, and Ace Bailey at 3. When you look at this Portland Trailblazers team, outside of those three guys, in that 4 through 12 range, who is the player that you think fits best with where this team is headed right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's always tough for a fan base when you're like, hey, we're rebuilding, we're building through the draft, like, when are the wins going to come? And then all of a sudden your team's getting on a little bit of a hot stretch to end the year, and you're like, wait a second, one more year we can wait, you know, we want to get a better pick in this draft class. This draft is going to be strong. It's very top-heavy. I think you get to one point where there might be a little bit of a drop-off, but for a team like Portland where, you know, they're doing there's so many routes you can go with the rebuild. You can try to speed it up and make some trades and be aggressive, cut corners if you want to stay that way, or you can do the long route, which I think Portland's doing, and is drafting, developing your talent, you know, being patient. With this class, I think they've got a really, really good chance to add another great piece. They can go in so many different directions. I personally just think they're building a great roster, and eventually you're going to have to make some moves and clear up some direction. But, you know, I don't know if Trey Johnson, you know, a lethal shooter from outside, he's at Texas, will be on the board still, like, but he could be a name. Yeah, Edgecombe, I think probably if they climbed up there, it could be an option, but, you know, it's just Portland's roster with Scoot, Simon, Shane Sharp, a lot of guards in there. So I don't know. I think Liam McNeely or Conte Nipple could be guys I'm a little lower on, but, you know, if Portland did make that play in, they might make some sense just with their outside shooting kind of size and position versatility. So there's a lot of
what's your hesitancy with Con, Tyler?
You know, it's one of those things where I was a little cooler with Con throughout the year, and then you kind of, it's funny because Cooper Flagg, his teammate, was just kind of taking the basketball world by storm with how good he was starting to play. And you kind of quietly forgot, hey, Con Knipple's, you know, shooting high 40% from the field and mid 40s from three and 90% from the line. You're like, he's been playing great. So the more I watch Con Knipple, the more I'm impressed, the more it's just a solid guy that, hey, it might not be the highest upside, but those are the guys I think take teams from, you know, kind of being, oh, we're trying to get into the playoffs. So like, hey, maybe you're going to be in the playoffs now. You know, maybe it's taking a team that he's not going to be making a team all of a sudden go from bad to great, but you might get better in a hurry. It might be that next step forward. So it's just one of those players, like, the more I watch Con, the more I'm like, okay, I'm impressed. I'm seeing something.
If I'm a Blazer fan that wants the Blazers to miss out on the play-in, I think that the route to go is still build through the draft, continue to build up that young talent that they have. What are some teams that I should start watching here on the tournament to get a look at possible rookies that the Blazers might take in the draft? I see right now on Ceilings you guys have Asa Newell, obviously the big man out of Georgia. Can't watch Georgia anymore thanks to Gonzaga. But what are some other teams that I could watch to look at some potential adds for the Blazers?
You know, I think Duke's obviously going to be easy for everyone, so I'm going to try to steer away from that. You know, Maryland today, they've got Derek Queen, who's a talented big man. Now, I know the Blazers fans are going to hear this and be like, we've got 15 bigs. I get it, guys. I completely understand. But, you know, I'm a big Donovan Klingon fan. I thought they hit a home run when they got him. But Queen is a little bit smaller, but a very gifted playmaker. And I just can't get the idea of, like, oh, my gosh, what if you had them on the court together at the same time? So it might be a little bit unorthodox, but that's a name I would keep an eye on. You know, maybe in their range, Oklahoma with Jeremiah Fears is, and again, like, just a talented player. If Portland was in love with them and said, hey, we're just going best player available, we'll figure everything else out. Really talented guard, super young, but again, it's just funny with this Blazers team. They're building so much depth, and eventually you're going to have some overlap. But Illinois is also another one. Kasper Jakaćonis, Will Riley, two freshman players, one guard, one forward, really talented. So the Blazers are kind of in this range where there's still so much uncertainty of, like, hey, a guy could be up this high or be a little bit lower. So it's going to be interesting to kind of see who makes some noise the rest of the tournament.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler, I was talking to a front office executive the other day, and he asked me about some guys. One of them is wrapping up a game right now at Colorado State in Neat Clifford. He asked me where I had him. I said, I think I've got him 15-16. He says, oh, you really like him. Talk me out of Neat Clifford. How? I don't care that he's 22 years old. I don't care how many years in college basketball he has played. A guy that averages nearly 20, 10, and 4 in college basketball, shooting 50, 40, 78. Why are people so afraid of seniors in the NBA draft?
I can't talk you out of him. He's probably one of my favorite guys in this class. So I knew I was going to like coming on the show. No, Neek is... I've loved Neek as a prospect since last year. This is a guy that was at Colorado before, transferred to Colorado State. He had a great year last year. I thought he could have been like a guy that snuck into the first round. Decided to go back, and I literally just caught up on all of his tape, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's taking a huge step forward. I mean, I've even talked to a couple teams. One executive was like, hey, told me a couple weeks ago, he's like, you know, that Neek Clifford is my favorite sleeper. And I was like, sleeper? You better wake up. He's not going to be in sleeper range. Like, he's making a lot of noise right now. That's a guy that I think it might shock Blazers fans, but, like, it wouldn't surprise me if a team like Portland is like, hey, we have the youthful pieces. We love Neek Clifford. You know, maybe they're picking a little later, or maybe they can move down a little bit. Those are the guys that try to, you know, all of a sudden – get things really interesting. Like, Kamani Kamara has now made the Blazers like, oh, their ceiling went up a little higher because they found one here. You get a guy like Neek Clifford along him. Whew. So I love him. He's one of those guys. It's the quickest evaluation I watch because I get done with the tape. I'm like, whew, this was fun. I don't have a lot of complaints here. So I'm a big fan.
Tyler, who is one player not in the tournament right now that, despite not playing, whether a college prospect or an international prospect, that is going to either show up at the combine or, for whatever reason, is going to get that heat between now and the NBA draft?
You know, I think Rashear Fleming's a guy that I'm keeping an eye on. But it's probably one of my favorite prospects that I just can't get the idea of him ending up in Portland. It would be like kind of a – I like what the Blazers are doing with building this identity. They're starting to get some nastiness and some defensive mentality. And Rashear would just be like another like, oh, here's another fun piece of the puzzle. He's lengthy. He's had a great year. He can shoot the three ball. He looks like a – 6'9" defensive end from the NFL when you see him in person. Like, he's just a scary human being, but I think he's got like a...
He comes from the Noah Vonleh lab of builds.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those, but he's stocky and built. Like, he's gonna shock some people when you see him in person, and he's very lengthy. He's a good defensive player, but so you get that 3-and-D, like, just another piece. I think he could start to buzz a little bit. You know, Neek Clifford, we just talked about. Overseas, I would say Noah Essanay, I think, could start to buzz. He's been with Rachel Farm Olm. He's going to be one of the youngest players in this class, but he's about 6'9". I think Portland's history of taking these lanky forwards with upside, maybe he could come into the picture. So, yeah, it's a couple different options. Combine's going to be very interesting this year because there's a lot of teams like a lot of these guys in that range, but they're just wanting to get some more answers. So there's excitement, but there's also like, hey, we still got questions.
Tyler Rucker from No Ceilings. Hey, man, thanks for joining us. I know you guys are heading out here for Hoop Summit in a couple weeks. We'll have you guys probably pop in studio and see what comes out of Hoop Summit this year as there are a couple of monsters not only returning but coming in for the first time. It'll be fun to dive into those with, what, a month away at that point in time until the NBA draft lottery.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on. Happy to do it anytime.
Hey, appreciate you, Tyler.